We have come to conclusions about our cooperation for the future.
A man accused of gunning down an Oklahoma sheriff's deputy yesterday, now jailed on first-degree murder charges. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Unfortunately for Democrats, $9 million couldn't get it done in a Georgia special election. Now there's a runoff with one Republican. Here's more from Chris Barnes.
I think Karen will do a good job. She's probably the best Republican we could have chosen.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham referring to Karen Handel, the fellow Republican, who will now face off against a Democrat, John Ossoff, in a June 20th runoff for a House seat in Georgia. As in a crowded special election yesterday, nobody won 50% of the vote. So that runoff was called for, pitting the top two vote-getters against each other. Ossoff, who took about 48%, against Handel, who took about 20. But it's believed it'll be an uphill battle for Ossoff going one-on-one now against that Republican. I'm Chris Barnes.
The former girlfriend of the so-called Facebook killer, Steve Stevens, says she can't understand why he made his victim say her name before gunning him down on Easter Sunday. Joy Lane met yesterday with the sisters of victim Robert Godwin. The sisters told Lane they don't blame her, and they say they've even forgiven Stevens. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
A Los Angeles councilman wants to ban oil drilling in certain parts of the city. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Council President Herb Wesson plans to introduce a motion at today's city council meeting saying he wants to eliminate oil drilling in L.A. near homes, schools, and other facilities. Critics say if the plan goes through, it would hurt local jobs, reduce tax revenue, and likely result in legal action. Wesson's proposal calls for a study into possible changes into the city's zoning code that drilling operations be located within a certain distance from residential areas. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
Police in New York are looking for a man who pulled out a weapon and slashed a man after an argument on a subway platform. Here's Kristen Marks.
Police say the man got slashed in the face, arm, and thigh after he got into an argument with a man and a woman at the A-Train Beach 90th subway station. This local man says he's not surprised by the violence.
I'm sorry to hear about what had happened on the train, you know, but this type of violence and things of that nature happens on a consistent basis.
But this resident found it more troubling.
That's terrible news, especially when, like I said, the summer's right around the corner, and usually that's when everything here is like, you know, it's a nice place to be in the summer.
The 31-year-old is in serious but stable condition. Police are searching for the couple. Kristen Marks, New York.
15 minutes of fame up for April the Giraffe. Her keepers at Animal Adventure Park in New York plan to disable the camera that provided a live stream of her pregnancy and delivery. They say April twisted her leg earlier this week, prompting a barrage of emails to the park and slowed its servers. USA Radio News.
eyes, which was fine. But he took his six-piece and didn't want any money back and headed out onto Buffalo Road. And about the minute he turned right on Buffalo Road, the state police was right behind him at that point.
Pennsylvania State Police say moments later, as troopers were closing in, Stevens shot himself in the head. On Sunday afternoon, he shot and killed a 74-year-old man he chose at random on a Cleveland street and posted the murder to Facebook. Police claim a triple killing in Fresno, California was motivated by racism, not terrorism, as they say Corey Ali Muhammad's in custody after allegedly going on the shooting spree across several locations. He's also the suspect in the killing of a security guard at a Motel 6 on Thursday. All of the victims were white. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I'm...
Chilling warning from the Homeland Security Chief. John Kelly warning yesterday the United States is, in his words, under attack on a variety of fronts and relentlessly. Here's correspondent Terry Moore.
In a D.C. speech, Kelly said serious threats range from terrorism to drug cartels and violent gangs.
We are under attack every single day. The threats against us are relentless.
Kelly said U.S. officials continue to be very worried about homegrown terrorism, often involving lone wolf attacks, difficult to detect.
Few of the challenges we face from a terrorism point of view are even close to as difficult.
Kelly also warned about cyber terrorism and said it could have crippling effects on the U.S.
The U.S. military says it intercepted a pair of Russian bombers that came in very close to Alaska. The pair of Russian nuclear-capable bombers flying within 100 miles of Kodiak and close enough to alert the United States Air Defense Identification Zone. The U.S. military saying it sent two F-22 stealth fighter jets and an E-3 airborne early warning plane to intercept those two bombers. And Bill O'Reilly's days with Fox News may now be numbered, as reports are the Murdoch family, which controls Fox News, is holding discussions about whether to dump the Fox News commentator over reports that he and the network have paid millions to settle sexual harassment allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It is 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington is 47 degrees. It's mostly cloudy, a 10% chance of precipitation. Today is April 19, 2017. Partly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 60s. South winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy with a 50% chance of showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest after midnight. Patchy fog in the morning tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and highs around 70. Light and variable winds, becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. On Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning. Sunny in the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. Partly sunny in 60s on Saturday. Rain likely on Sunday with a chance of rain 70% in mid-50s. On Monday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, a 30% chance of showers. Highs in the lower 60s. Temperatures in our area? It's 47 in Raritan, 46 in Quakertown, 47 in Lebanon, 43 over in Battenberg, 44 up in Asbury, 45 up in Highbridge, and way down in the south part, 45 in Kingwood. Good morning, Hunter, in the Sun Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
My baby went to a pajama party. No boys allowed at a pajama party. I peeked in the window and what did I see? 22 girls, oh maybe 23. Linda wasn't dancing at the pajama party. Susie was a snacking at the pajama party.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunter County, New Jersey. Well, today is Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. I'm sorry I didn't get that to you a little earlier. Hopefully you caught that before you left. And I'm sure you're making a big scene when you walked in. Perhaps some of you are pretty ornate with your pajamas. Or you have your outdoor pajamas, the ones you drive to kids to school in. Other people might more be a little more risque and... those are the ones I think were raising some eyebrows. Anyway, it was your opportunity, and hopefully you didn't miss it. It is 10 after 8, and if you're driving in your car in your pajamas, hopefully you're not going to get pulled over by the authorities. That would be embarrassing. But let's see what's going on with traffic in case you are stuck in a little bit of traffic with your commute. Hang on. We'll get you the Hunter Chamber Radio traffic right now. So I get my alerts from HERTTV.com. You can get them too. Just register with them and they'll send you the alerts via email. And if you'd like to follow them on Twitter, you can do that. We just have one right now. It's our typical 78 congestion, slow-moving traffic approaching 20 in Lebanon Borough. It came out at 7:23 this morning, so nothing new, fairly simple. Drive safe, sound smart. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio traffic. So what's on Hunter and Chamber Radio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk to her about the markets and find out what's going on. A big miss there by Goldman Sachs, keeping people on their edge a little bit, along with the North Korea incidents going on and Brexit. At 8:40, we go traveling. We get Diane Lane from D&L Travel up in Annandale. And Diane gives us insight into all the different places that we can go. It is April, and it's time to start planning summer. I know that feels a little weird, but We're almost into May, folks, so you plan your summer vacations now or else you're going to be disappointed or paying too much. So Diane Lane gives you all that information with me at 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, I will have the Honorable Donna Simon coming on in. Donna is going to be speaking at the Women's Business Summit, the 8th Annual Women's Business Summit next week, and we'd like to introduce her to you and her story. Donna's been a journey person, journeyman, gone through a lot of changes in her life, and she'd like to share some of that with you. Some of the ups and downs, some political successes and political not-so-success. So Donna's going to share a little bit about with that and a little bit of teaser as to what she's going to talk about next week. So we'll talk with Donna. And then, so that's the Good Morning Hunterdon show. We have Talented People, a special edition coming on at 10 o'clock. Jeannie Murphy continues to find people that she wants to share with you. So she'll bring that to you. And then we have Raising Conscious Kids Radio, giving you insights into how to raise kids in the 21st century who are more technologically savvy and a little more sensitive than they were in the past. Ruth Altamora Roll does Counselor Chat at noon, helping you with stress relief, emotional stress, how to cope with the things that you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Richard Scuderi comes in from 1 to 3. He does modern design. And he brings you reasonable, frugal, great value interior design ideas. He also brings in some of the people that he sources for those ideas. In addition to that, Richard takes phone calls, emails, tweets, and he solves your interior design dilemmas. So if you get your questions to Richard, he'll be happy to answer them on the air. So modern design is on from 1 to 3. Another edition of Talented People, the regularly scheduled Talented Edition, Talented People Edition, is on from 3 to 4. That's Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly. The Human Side, David White, comes on, giving you insight into organizational behavior, how to reach, understand, communicate, and develop a good, solid working relationship with your constituents, all of your employees, how to make your organization more efficient, better, thinking across the organization in the same manner. David White brings all that to you. And that's the entire HuntingtonChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingtonChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonChamber.com. I'll also remind you that we are on Shoutcast now. You can find us on Shoutcast and all the different apps that point to Shoutcast. We're on TuneIn. We're also on Talk Live Stream, in addition to the Primcast that we normally broadcast from. So there you go. You got a lot of different ways to listen to your local Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce information, news, businesses, community, and events. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Pajama party. No boys allowed at a pajama party. I think you know and no one. What did I see? 22 girls, oh maybe 23.
Let Stowaway Self Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Like what you hear on 100 Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our 100 Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the 100andChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Fats Domino, help me meet with BrownieLocks.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. International Wildlife Film Week finishes up on the 22nd. National Park Week finishes up on the 23rd. It's Coin Week. Pay a visit to Rob Coins here on Main Street in Flemington. National Karaoke Week. National Pet ID Week. National Paperboard Packaging Week. Animal Cruelty, Human Violence Awareness Week. National Occupational Health Nursing Week. Safe Kids Week. Started Cleaning for a Reason Week, started yesterday. Consumer Awareness Week started yesterday as well. Police Officers Who Gave Their Lives in the Line of Duty Week. And tomorrow is Fiddler's Frolic. It's not a week, though. It only lasts 3 days. We'll find out what that's all about tomorrow. For today, well, let's see. It is National Stress Awareness Day. It's Education and Sharing Day. John Parker Day. National Garlic Day. National Hanging Out Day. Oklahoma City Bombing Commemoration Day. National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. Congenital Diaphragmatic Hernia Awareness Day. And it's Bicycle Day. And not a bad day for a bicycle day. Go out and enjoy the weather and check out all our Hunterdon County bike paths. Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something and get involved. Well, it's time for a little vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. And it's a follow-up to the story that's been going on for quite some time at Hunterdon Central Regional High School. They finally named their new superintendent. Written by Craig Turpin, New Jersey Advanced Media for NJ.com on April 18th. He says, Jeffrey Moore has been named superintendent of Hunterdon Central Regional High School District. The Board of Education unanimously voted to appoint him on Monday. Moore, whose first day on the job will be on July 1st, has served as a central office administrator with the Freehold Regional High School District for the past decade. Freehold is the state's largest high school district with 10,500 students in six high schools, according to a news release. Moore has 22 years in education, having served as a director of curriculum and instruction, a strategic planning coordinator and consultant, a technological supervisor, an assessment coordinator, and a high school social studies teacher. It was stated in the release that the details about his contract, including salary information, was not immediately available. The district is currently being led by Interim Superintendent Johanna Ruberto, whose contract expires on June 30th. She was appointed to the position after Christina Steffner left the superintendent's role at the end of 2015-16 school year to lead the Livingston Public Schools. Quote, the board is very excited that Dr. Moore has and will be joining Hunterdon Central as our new superintendent, Board President Deborah Labadia said. He comes from a district with a strong academic focus and a very diversified student population. We believe he will bring innovation and strategic ideas to our district and an excellent choice for how Hunterdon Central will go forward in the future. Moore holds a master's degree and a doctorate in educational administration and supervisor from the Graduate School of Education at Rutgers University. He has presented at all state and national conferences on curriculum design, data-driven decision-making, strategic planning, and educational technology. Many districts walk paths that you first cleared, measuring their progress against the distance that they have traveled, Moore wrote in a letter in Hunterdon Central staff. Moore and his wife, Megan, have three children, Ian, Madeline, and Alexandria. There will be opportunities for the community to meet with him this spring, according to a news release. Those meetings will be announced on the school's website. Regional high school districts face unique challenges, Moore said. We've got just 4 years with each student. Though it's tempting to let that short clock overwhelm us, I actually appreciate the urgency and focus that it brings to our work. The board began its superintendent search in the fall of 2016. The process included hiring an independent search firm, public meetings, and an online survey to guide the selection process. So there you go. Hunterdon Central will be guided with a permanent superintendent as of July 1st. And I'm sure Dr. Moore will start to provide a little bit of insight and vision ahead of the time. People will start to want to learn about what he's all about. The Super Board of Directors, the Board of Education already knows. They've already done that work. But now the teachers and the students and the parents are going to be wanting to find out as well. And so Hunterdon Central continues a new chapter. Vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Let's see who has a birthday for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
All right, the old disc jockey almanac has our birthdays. Zoe 101. London Freeman is 21. From The Last Kingdom, Harry McIntyre is 27. From Crowded, Mia Serafino is 28. Little Rascals, cartoon voices of Bug's Life, Cortland Mead is 30. The Born Supremacy, Oksana Akinchina is 30. Tennis champion model, Maria Sharapova is 30. Steph Song is 33 from War, The Amazing Panda Adventure. Ryan Slater is 34. From High Maintenance, Marta Mellons is 35. Savage's Ali Wong is 35. League of Legends, Cassandra Morris is 35. Bones and the Wedding Ringer, Ignacio Serraccio is 35. Maria Full of Grace. Catalina Sandino Moreno is 36. From Star Wars Episodes 2 and 3, Hayden Christensen's 36. Actress in The Man from Earth and American Wedding, Alexis Thorpe, 37. Writer, producer, director, TV personality of Ghost Adventures, Nick Groff, is 37. 38th birthday of Kate Hudson from How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. 127 Hours, James Franco is 39. Chocolat, Hugh O'Connor is 42. Two and a Half Men, Jennifer Taylor is 45. Pandora Collins is 45 from The Lady in the Van. The Adventures of Tintin, Gad Elmaleh is the 46. Television personality of The Apprentice, Jesse James, 46. From Divergent, Ashley Judd, 49. David DeHay is 51 from Head in the Clouds. Record label founder of Death Row Records. Suge Knight is 52. From The Fugitive in Apollo 13, Tom Wood, 54. Race car driver, Al Unser Jr. is 55. Keeping the Faith, Catherine Lloyd Burns is 56. Life is Beautiful, Nicolette Brushke is 57. From Manhunter, Patricia Charbonneau is 58. From The Goonies, Steve Antin is 59. Terminator 3, Moray Sinise is 63. Actor in Ugly Betty, Tony Plana is 65. Big Trouble in Little China, Dennis Dunn, 65. Turtles, Flo and Eddie singer, Mark Volman is 70. The Rocky Horror Picture Show, Tim Curry is 71. And the New Seekers lead singer, Eve Graham, is 74. Animals keyboardist, they sang The House of the Rising Sun, Alan Price is 75. The Skin I Live In, Jose Luis Gomez is 77. And actress and father knows best, Eleanor Donahue is 80 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingburg.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as a former star on the NFL's New England Patriots, Aaron Hernandez, who's been serving life in prison for murder, has been found dead in his cell. Mark Mayfield has details.
In a statement, the department says Hernandez hanged himself utilizing a bedsheet that he attached to his cell window. Hernandez was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead shortly after 4 a.m. Eastern. Hernandez was serving life in prison for the 2013 murder of Odin Lloyd. Last week, he was acquitted of fatally shooting two men outside a Boston nightclub in 2012. Aaron Hernandez was 27 years old.
The top-finishing Republican in a special congressional election in Georgia yesterday says of the June 20th runoff she'll be in...
Bring it on.
That's Republican Karen Handel, who got about 20% of the vote. Democratic candidate John Ossoff getting 48, but because no one got 50, they'll have that June 20th runoff. This is USA Radio News.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year, Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale, with 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents, pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19, bamboo from $1.39, get wood-look waterproof floors from 59 cents, limited-time deals on small lots from 29 cents, and more, plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for INeedGold.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, INeedGold.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. INeedGold.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. It's a secret market of gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-773-1933. Toll free, 855-PRE-1933, or go to INeedGold.com.
It's time for the investment update, market update. Michelle Heide is off today. She's got other things to attend to, so I'll be giving you some information from CNNMoney.com. So let's see what the markets did yesterday. Markets yesterday, the Dow was down 0.5%, 113 points. The NASDAQ down 7.32 points, and the S&P down 6 points. Biggest winners, AutoNation up 3%, American Airlines Group up 3.2%, International Paper Company up 1.9%, and Iron Mountain up 1.8%, CBS Corp up 1.8%. Wonder if CBS is in reaction to Fox, and I wonder if American Airlines is in reaction to United Continental. The losers, Cardinal Health down 11%, W.W. Grainger down 11%, Goldman Sachs down 4.7%, American Amerisource Bergen Corp down 4.7%, and Regions Financial Group Corp down 4.6%. Over the last 3 months, all the sectors have been doing well except for transportation is flat, communications is down 1.5%, and if you were investing in energy minerals, you were down 8% over the last 3 months. Biggest winners in sectors, electronic technology, consumer non-durables, consumer durables, and technology services all up. Even utilities is up 5.9%, which is interesting because we're now 3 months into the new year, actually 4 months into the new year, and utilities usually going up usually indicates a defensive position, and I just don't see that as being rational right now. Commodities, oil is flat at $52.41. Gas is up 1.347% at $3.19. Gold down about 0.8% at $1,283.30. Silver is down a little less than half at $18.20. So what's going in the news today that's making things happen? So here's more earnings. Morgan Stanley and BlackRock will report their latest results on Wednesday. Investors will be watching to see whether they follow the trend set by Goldman Sachs, which reported disappointing results Tuesday. Bank stocks were the biggest winners following President Trump's election, but they rally began to fade in March. American Express will report after closing bell. The payments giant would provide clues into whether increased consumer confidence after the election has translated into more aggressive spending by American shoppers. The pound is struggling, slipped lower against the U.S. dollar on Wednesday, but still held above $1.28. The pound climbed over 2.5% on Tuesday after Prime Minister Theresa May called for an early election on June 8th. May will appear in Parliament on Wednesday to answer questions about from lawmakers. Analysts say the election is likely to strengthen May's political position ahead of Brexit talks. French election. The French president election is heating up ahead of the first round vote on Sunday. Four leading candidates are fighting for two spots in a runoff scheduled for May 7th. Investors are worried about the two candidates in particular, far-right politician Marine Le Pen and Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who have been endorsed by the French Communist Party. Both are hostile to the euro. And the difference in yields on French and German government bonds is now the largest it's been since February, suggesting that investors see French debt as a substantially riskier proposition than Germany. Global market overview. U.S. stocks futures are higher Wednesday. European markets were mixed. Germany and France opened higher. Most Asian markets ended the day lower. Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 0.6% on Tuesday. eBay and Kinder Morgan will release their earnings after the close. IBM, nearly 5% lower in pre-market. They released disappointing results on Tuesday. Crude inventories data will be released by Energy Information Administrator at 10:30. So how are we doing pre-market? Well, pre-market, as suggested, we're up 50 points on the Dow, 25 on the NASDAQ, and nearly 9 on the S&P. Things that are moving right now, we have Rockwell Automation up 3.6%. W.W. Granger, 2.5%. Xylem, up 2.4%. United Pacific, Union Pacific, up 2.3%. And Regent Financial, up 2.25%. IBM, down 4.7%. Robert Half, down 1.7%. Textron, down 1.5%. Texas Instruments, down 1.4%. And BlackRock, down 1.47%. That's the investment update. Michelle Heidi will be back again tomorrow. We're going to be right back with more in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on Hunterdon Chamber Radio to come.
I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Time to go to vacation. I got Diane Lane from D&L Travel on the phone. We go vacationing every Wednesday. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I hope all had a great Easter. Beautiful weather.
The weather was awesome. I think I was telling you last week how I remember when I was a kid, Easter, we had 7 inches of snow. And now, last Sunday, sitting outside, it was 86 degrees.
I know, kind of crazy, isn't it?
It was nuts. But it was perfect. It was just like so welcome to do that.
I know.
So it was nice. So hopefully your Easter was good and all the kitties.
Yeah, I was telling you, it was nice to be a little quiet because I'm busy during the week taking care of children.
Sure.
So you were wanting to know what was going on with United.
Yeah, well, I was talking
with CEO Oscar Muniz. He calls the incident with the passenger being dragged off the flight as a watershed moment for the company.
Okay.
They're going to do better service. They're saying serving their customers to place aboard a flight was a humbling experience, and he's taking full responsibility.
Okay.
And United took over Continental, and, man, let me tell you something. Continental was great. I don't know what made them decide to sell out to United, you know?
Yes.
So it says United will hold its earnings call at 10:30 yesterday morning. So I know they're saying it's everything jumped, but increases expenses, and that they net an income of $96 million,
right?
Down from a year ago. Well, you know what? Hello, like we were talking last week, you're getting the little companies are coming out and flying you for a lot less money, like Frontier Air out of West Trenton,
right,
to fly to Florida versus paying $500 or $600 or $400 just to go to Florida on, you know, mm-hmm. United, Delta, American down to Florida. You know, it's like.
So Michelle Heidi's been telling me, and I've been reading anecdotally that some of the, in reaction to this, that some of the airline companies are starting to change the volunteering, the quote unquote volunteering. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, and it started years ago, and they started like not giving you the certificates like everybody used to get.
Right.
Like, they started getting a little stringent, and they're not paying for, they just give you vouchers for X amount of dollars, you're not paying for the hotel room.
Right.
You know, like, you have to pay part of it, they're only going to pay part of it. And then, you know, it's just, I don't know. They're making so much money on the baggage fees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a young girl traveling together. They were of age to travel without an adult. Now, if you didn't book online, they charged an extra fee at the gate when you checked it.
Yes.
There's no reason for this. It's $35 for a carry-on, mm-hmm. or $40 at the gate. Versus checking the bag.
I've had it worse. I've been charged $100.
Yeah. I mean, so if you think you're getting a cheap ticket, then you add on the fees going both ways.
Yep.
You're not getting a cheap ticket anymore. So you might as well book a regular ticket.
Yeah.
And United is now requiring their crew members to travel on air to be booked at least an hour prior to departure. In other words, they can't come in and say, hey, we want to get on the plane because we've got to get someplace.
Right.
So they're reviewing policy related to overbooking, involuntary boarding denials, which he refuses the plane. And he was a doctor. He didn't want to be getting off.
Right.
And they are really going to have a problem because of the police were wearing a uniform that was supposed to be security with non-uniform.
Oh.
So Chicago's in deep doo-doo.
Uh-oh. That's a new wrinkle to the whole situation.
Right. They were wearing their police uniforms for the Chicago police. No. It was supposed to be security.
Yeah, that's out of their jurisdiction, right? When you're in the airport, you're not in technically.
Well,
the...
I don't know, because you know what? The new security measures with Homeland Security, like we have here with the New Jersey Transit, the Port Authority.
Right.
Who knows who's covering who? I think they have to really start detailing that. I don't think a lot of people understand what's going on, because every day it's a different deal.
Yep.
You never know what you're going to run into. I mean, you know, even the domestic flights, they're telling people, oh, you got to pick your ID. Okay. Yeah. People, get your passport.
Yeah.
You know?
So are we going to get something out of this as domestic travelers? Is things going to be better for us? We had to have the issues that we were sitting on the tarmac for 6 hours before the FAA decided to give
to
a...
step in. Yeah, well, this one's a big one, and I don't know how they're going to put it under a carpet. I just don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you think, I know this guy, the CEO, is saying it's a watershed moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was really overboard. I mean, I never would have thought, really. You know, I never would have bet them to even to do that. You know, it was really weird to see that on TV.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of having a device nowadays.
Right.
News is in everybody's pocket.
Right? They're not flying. They're sitting.
Right.
You know? God. I mean, I've been bumped a couple of times, and right. I didn't mind. I thought it was great. You know, there was the next connecting flight. We weren't that much. You had time to kill, you know, because you have layovers, and if you have a connecting flight and you don't mind doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know... you got to be kind of go with the flow sometimes. But if you're really in a way that you have to get there, then don't do it.
Yeah, no, I remember, you know, 20 some years ago, it was you almost welcomed it because some people financed their entire vacation by doing stuff like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They got free tickets.
Free tickets, and I remember being bumped up to first class, and I was like, hey, this is great stuff. You know, and if you got the time to afford to get to another flight a little bit later, so be it. But in terms of what you're talking about with these other flights, like Frontier and Allegiant, you only get one flight a day, so you got to know what your schedule is.
More, but you really have to know the schedules. You really have to understand how the airlines work.
Yep.
You got to watch the weather. That's another issue.
Yes.
You know, if you get to your destination and you have a stop somewhere and they're having bad weather, and you may not get the connecting flight.
Right.
Because the planes couldn't get in. So, you know, there's a lot of factors to play. I know a lot of people like to play and go nonstop.
Yep.
That's the way to go if you really don't want to be bothered with all that.
Sure.
You know, then you're going to pay the price for that nonstop ticket.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah, it's always going to be more money. And they're making it that way. They're really making it. They're forcing people to spend the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you plan a trip, and that's like, I think the cruises are a big hit with families.
Yep.
They can't shell out $2,000 or $3,000 for airline tickets.
Right. Yeah, no doubt.
I mean... Huh?
No doubt, and the accommodations on the cruise ship are much, much nicer.
Yeah, you can do a lot for a week on a cruise that has everything. Like I said, you know, you have Royal Caribbean, who offers everything from soup to nuts.
Yep.
So why wouldn't you take a cruise on a week on a trip like that, you know? the parents don't have to worry about the kids, and they don't, and they can do, come and do what they want too.
Right.
So family travel focus. Everybody's got to be happy and have a good time, and being stuck at an airport with kids and luggage and not fun.
We happen to be in a very good spot for cruises in this area, right? Because you can go to, there are cruises that leave out of Baltimore, out of Philadelphia.
Yes. Baltimore is more of a Zmara, a couple of other luxury
right.
companies.
Right.
And it does take an extra day because you're traveling through the Chesapeake to get out.
Okay.
And you got the shipping lanes of the Chesapeake with the, you know, along that area.
Right.
Because you got the military and you've got the local cargo coming in and out of the Chesapeake,
okay.
dealing with Baltimore, you know?
Right.
They try to accommodate, and they try to work in that schedule because they got it down to a system, trust me, you know? Bayonne and New York, fantastic.
There's been some in Philadelphia, too, right?
For a day or two, then you better be on a boat that's got a lot of things for you to do.
Yeah.
If you just get a veg out and have a drink and sit out and enjoy yourself, go for it. But do it when the weather's good.
Yep.
You know, because traveling out in New York in the wintertime is not fun.
No.
It's cold.
And you can even go as far as up as Boston, right? There's some.
Oh, yeah, you can go to Boston to pick up a boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No problem. And there are ships that travel the Canadian part. Remember we were talking about that? You don't just have to go in the fall time to see the leaves. There's maritime ships traveling all over the lakes,
right.
all around the end of Canada.
Right.
From Boston.
Nice.
There's a company, family company called Blount, very small. And in the summer months and in the winter months, they are all over the Caribbean and the East Coast.
Nice.
And they only have 100 people on the ship. That's it.
That's great.
Yeah, so you can really book a nice family reunion
mm-hmm.
on this little company. It's no thrills, and they really go to locations where the big ships don't go.
Yep. It's funny, like just to give you some just to give some comparison to the treatment you get on a cruise versus going on a plane, right? So you go to a cruise, you go through the same rigmarole to get through the TSA and check your baggage
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, security is tight on a cruise too.
But the first thing you do when you get on the boat is they serve you lunch.
Or yeah, if you know to get there early enough,
it's awesome.
Yeah, because they're setting up the boat.
Yep.
They're cleaning the boat while they're serving lunch.
Yeah.
So if you really want to relax and enjoy and take it all in,
yep.
because you can't get in your room until they're ready to put your bags in your room.
Right.
You know, but you can go and walk the whole boat, get familiar with it, and have lunch, have a drink.
Yeah.
Just sit out and take it all in on the harbor, you
right.
know. Maybe it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip that you may not do it again. My grandfather and my family traveled back and forth to Italy on the Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I never got a chance to finish looking at the registry in California,
right.
but I'm sure my uncle and my grandfather all registered on as being passengers. You ought to see how